The following film footage represents a breakthrough technology in power generation, and it's been developed to the extent that it's now ready for commercial exploitation. Located in an industrial area of Budapest, Hungary, housed within a sprawling manufacturing facility, spins a 15-ton generator that's unlike any generator the world's ever seen. As a result of 19 years of high-level research and development, Gamma Manager KFT has discovered and harnessed a new source of energy, one that's commercially viable and destined to revolutionize the future of energy production. This technology, known as the EBM machine, or Energy by Motion machine, is a uniquely configured rotating machine using laminated steels and copper winding, similar in many ways to large commercial motors or generators in use today. The similarity, however, ends when one measures the combined electrical and heat output while being rotated through the magnetic field, a previously unknown source of energy, which exists in the magnetic field, is extracted and utilized due to its unusual geometry and high iron loss. These and other parameters enable existing EBM machines to consistently produce more than 40% excess sellable energy, and the commercial units produce significantly more. Leading the development team for the last 20 years has been Professor Leslie I. Szabo. His research is documented in over 60 publications, monographs, and books. Working on a belief that the inherent energy within the electromagnetic field had not been fully tapped, Dr. Szabo organized a team of highly specialized scientists and engineers to begin studying the effects of manipulating the magnetic field. Initially, there were simultaneous labs in Toronto, Budapest, London, and Houston, each working on various aspects of this research. Since 1986, Gamma Manager KFT, the Canadian company's successor, has been based in Budapest. That's where scientists and engineers have concentrated their efforts on perfecting the Energy by Motion EBM technology, a highly efficient and economical type of cogeneration system for electricity as well as heat and shaft power using electromagnetic fields as fuel. The process of perfecting this technology was accomplished using classical engineering due diligence. A mathematical model was then created. A prototype would be constructed and tested. The exact measurement of the input-output ratios of the energy was then calculated. This test data would then be checked against the mathematical model to ensure that the scientists were on the right track. This was done for several years until the geometry was altered and perfected, and significant energy gains could be measured. The Gamma Laboratory Museum of odd-looking rotating devices represent but a few of the 100 or so prototype units built, tested, and discarded. The BB Lego unit is the first true EBM machine to employ the unusual geometry discovered by the Gamma scientists, and it tipped the scales at a mere 150 kilograms. Considered a toy by some onlookers, and though its output is measured in mere watts, it proved the technology as early as 1992. Next to be designed and built was the C4 unit, weighing in at 1,500 kilograms. This unit was tested and retested for the next 4 years, allowing the scientific team to better understand the operating parameters. The C4 unit was tested for well over 100,000 man-hours and is fully documented in extensive logbooks. Finally, the 15,000 kilogram EBM 720 unit was built in 2000 and is currently in operation. It consistently produces over 15 kilowatts of sellable energy. The entire testing procedure since 1992 has been carefully set up to measure not only the electric output, but also the heat output. The white thermal box covering the EBM 720 machine is a carefully constructed double-walled enclosure, and its purpose is to accurately measure the total heat output. To ensure that there was no measurement error, Dr. Szabo enlisted the help of Dr. Erno Petz, one of the foremost experts in power generation in Europe. He's won numerous awards worldwide for his research and publications in the fields of power generation and thermodynamics. All aspects of the testing procedures, measuring devices, and test data have been inspected and verified by Dr. Petz. Owing to its very simple construction, the economics of the EBM units are indeed favorable. A commercial unit will weigh in excess of 100 tons and contain a vertical access or rotor. It can be housed in a concrete bunker if necessary or desired, and can be connected directly to the existing electrical network or a local industrial facility. A simple and inexpensive drive motor connected to the shaft of the EBM machine is all that is required to begin operation. Once up to the operational speed, the drive unit is disengaged, and the system will require no further input power. The possibilities with EBM technology are just beginning to be understood. As with most discoveries through the ages, skepticism and disbelief greet the inventor and the invention. To ensure that this technology becomes a commercial reality in the near future, a full-scale commercial unit is being manufactured. Licensing for both manufacturing and distributing of EBM units is currently underway worldwide. One such distribution license was granted to G Energy Technology Inc. of Toronto, Canada. Their marketing efforts are in full swing as the search for partners and end users began with the signing of the license in the summer of 2000. EBM technology, a piece of the future, has come to the present.
Right now we have the entrenched energy monopolies and cartels. You know, we have OPEC and we have the seven sister oil companies that control all the oil and energy. But what people have to understand is that the people who run the energy business in this world, which is the biggest business on the planet, turning over $4 to $5 trillion a year, it's bigger than guns and drugs, it's bigger than defense, they control the newspapers, they control the governments. But these companies are so big that they regulate the government, which regulates them.
It's not free. Nothing is free. Cheap and efficient energy exchange is a viable concept.
Now, I say that everything in this universe is free energy. It's been dreamed of for hundreds of years that somewhere, someplace, as Tesla said, man will hook his machinery to the very wheel work which drives the universe itself.
The history of science is the history of the suppression of great inventions. A few classic stories. Nikola Tesla.
Nikola Tesla is regarded as the founding father of free energy. His astounding developments in the generation of alternating electrical current are still being used today. His most notorious project involved the transmission of wireless electricity into the atmosphere, which allowed for unlimited power to be freely accessed by everyone. When his financial backer, J.P. Morgan, realized that this power system could not be metered, all funding was immediately withdrawn. Tesla's electrical broadcast towers were dismantled, and through Morgan's many close connections with the media and government, Tesla's career was destroyed. In 1977, Bruce De Palma unveiled the first prototype of the N machine, an electrical generator which uses rotating magnets to generate up to 5 times more power than it takes to drive it.
I know about the fact that the Japanese government and the Indian government have ongoing projects to produce N machines for domestic power. My partner is Paramahamsa Tiwari, who is the director of the Nuclear Power Corporation of India, which operates all the nuclear plants in India.
In late 70s, I learned from Bruce De Palma that he had carried out certain crucial experiments by rotating electromagnets.
Tiwari tested a prototype based on De Palma's N machine under laboratory conditions. The results were deemed too impressive, causing disbelief and suspicion among conservative government officials and the power consortiums that backed the project. Tiwari was forced to abandon the project completely.
It's a major breakthrough that will no doubt make motorists happy. And as Ralph Robinson explains, the Pentagon is also showing lots of interest in this project.
U.S. inventor Stan Myers released his water-powered car engine in 1988.
The Pentagon flew a Lieutenant Colonel in last week to look at Myers' invention. There is talk of possibly using it in the Star Wars defense program and to run army tanks.
Myers found it virtually impossible to secure financial backing after certain Pentagon officials paid him a visit. A number of similar inventions were developed and tested all around the world.
My best friend was killed over this matter. There's a chap here, about 10 minutes away from here, driving. He has been running his car on water since 1986, with the government's permission, provided that he keeps his mouth shut. And with regular intervals, using his own words, they keep warning him to keep his mouth shut. One of our colleagues who have been running car on the water for the 10-year period now, he reckons that it's 26 times more powerful than petrol.
You know, if you invent a better mousetrap, you know, the world may beat a path to your door. If you invent a free energy machine, there'll be a path beat to your door, but you don't want those people there.
One of the pivotal people that I encountered early in my career was Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut.
Lift off. Edgar J. Mitchell, an Apollo mission astronaut, founded the Noetics Institute in Southern California. The Institute's charter was supposedly to develop alternative energy systems by attracting inventors from all over the country. Mitchell became extremely interested in De Palma's end machine. He made De Palma a paltry offer to buy out the invention, which De Palma naturally refused.
He said to me that if I ever tried anything on my own in California, I would get my head blown off. So I was scared to death. The CIA operates through various very innocent-looking fronts to find out what people are thinking and what they're inventing. Now, what's more innocent than the Denine Institute founded on transcendental principles to help New Age inventors bring free energy into the world?
And that situation still exists in the United States today, where a person that really understands what's going on just can't get their idea out because the alternative science and medical fields have been co-opted by the intelligence services.
And he converted this little engine to run on water. This is many, many years ago. And he used it for several years. And somehow the news got out, and one day he got visitors, and he was told to dump the engine or else. 3 weeks later, the man was dead. And the coroner's finding was that he fell off the back of a train. He was drunk. Now, it happened that he didn't drink.
Even Dr. Townsend T. Brown, the electrogravitic research scientist, has on his 60-millimeter film of his lab test, which we've got here, he has guys with the black suits and black hats come into the place. You can see where the legends come from. I mean, these guys come in and they look like, you know, bad Bart to black man. I mean, it's just, it's classic, and these things do happen.
There is no progressive science in a world where every scientific idea is evaluated for its military potential.
Power, or energy, control of energy equals power in the new world order that is emerging. If you control the energy, the way we get around, the way we get electricity, the way we have our TVs and video cameras and stuff, if you do the control of the energy, then you've got control of the people.